To anyone who had just walked down the drive in the August sun, the open door of the Red House revealed a delightfully inviting hall, of which even the mere sight was cooling. It was a big, low-roofed, oak-beamed place, with cream-washed walls and diamond-paned windows, blue-curtained. On the right and left were doors leading into other rooms, but on the side which faced you as you came in were windows again, looking on to a small grass court, and from open windows to open windows such air as there was played gently. The staircase went up in broad, low steps along the right-hand wall, and turning to the left led you along a gallery which ran across the width of the hall to your bedroom. That is, if you were going to stay the night. Mr. Robert Ablett's intentions in this matter were as yet unknown. As Audrey came across the hall, she gave a little start as she saw Mr. Cayley suddenly, sitting unobtrusively in his seat beneath one of the front windows, reading. No reason why he shouldn't be there, certainly a much cooler place than the golf links on such a day, but somehow there was a deserted air about the house that afternoon, as if all the guests were outside, or perhaps, the wisest place of all, up in their bedrooms sleeping. Mr. Cayley, the master's cousin, was a surprise, and having given a little exclamation as she came suddenly upon him, she blushed and said, "Oh, I beg your pardon, sir. I didn't see you at first." And he looked up from his book and smiled at her. An attractive smile it was on that big, ugly face. "Such a gentleman, Mr. Cayley," she thought to herself as she went on, and wondered what the master would do without him. If this brother, for instance, had to be bundled back to Australia, it was Mr. Cayley who would do most of the bundling.